This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program. Phones are open for you if you want to join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Since we're talking about all of this skullduggery of government goons meeting with corporate executives and so on, apparently People's Mountaineer has a story that he wants to discuss, or at least something about this new group that's been formed.
No, it's not new.
Or at least new to
me. I just hadn't heard about it until today, in fact.
The World Government Summit. We'll learn more about them coming up here in just a moment. And, of course, take your calls and thoughts at 603-283-6160. What we've been discussing in the first hour through now has been, Bonnie, a story that you brought in. Actually, we started it last night but didn't get into it very deeply. By Tom Mullen over at the Foundation for Economic Education. We've actually had Tom on this show, I think, when he was at the Porcupine Freedom Festival in the past, or Liberty Forum, one or the other, maybe both. Good guy, definitely a principled, freedom-loving guy. He is writing an essay for the Foundation of Economic Education about who to blame. Is it the world elites who are wielding all this power and they're solely to blame, or is it the people who are allowing that to happen? Not only allowing, but also asking and demanding for larger and larger government, ever more controls, ever more taxes, ever more, from cradle to grave being taken care of by the state. And I don't disagree with him that if people weren't putting up with it, then they wouldn't get away with it. And a perfect example of this is, of course, the mask mandates and the various different COVID mandates that went on over the last couple of years. If people didn't do what they were told to do, it would not have happened. Like, they would have reversed the mask mandate the next day or the next week. They would have, it would have stopped being enforced, or they would have reversed it or whatever, because they know they don't have enough jail cells to put everybody in if people just didn't wear the masks around.
And that's a perfect example of the people in that situation actually have the power, but they're just giving it to the government. The government doesn't have the power to put every single person in a jail cell, but the people just complied anyway because they gave their power away.
Yeah, that's true. And then he brings up the Canadian truckers, which was a really interesting situation. We followed it quite closely here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I recently found out that they're still up there. I had no idea that they're still protesting.
In Ottawa?
Yeah. I mean, okay. It's died down a whole lot, but I haven't gotten a lot of information on this, but apparently those protests are still going on.
Well, and to their credit, they should claim the win, and they are claiming the win for the province, various different provinces repealing certain medical or whatever mandates with regards to restrictions and COVID and such. Those things did get repealed during the time frame of the protest in Ottawa. Now, of course, the government's never going to admit that that was the reason for it.
Of course not.
That could very well have been.
We don't negotiate with terrorists. Yeah. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to negotiate with freedom fighters.
Yeah, now, unfortunately, a cost is going to be paid by those people who are the freedom fighters. Mm-hmm. Some of them were denied bail. I have not followed up with the Tamara Litch situation, but she was initially denied bail for quite a while. Last I heard, one of the other guys that they were holding was still being denied bail. So they are putting some of these people up against the wall. And the state has not crumbled as a result of this particular protest, and nor should anyone expect it to. I mean, one protest isn't going to end the state, but honestly, 10 of them isn't going to end the state. We have to go further than that. There has to be mass non-cooperation. I think that's what he was touching on where we left off there, where he was advocating that the drivers, instead of going into Ottawa and parking, which is just asking to be targeted, is centralization that's going to make it easy for the centralized state. Because that's how they think, like, target the leaders, arrest the leaders, and then go after the followers. And that's how they got rid of the protest in the first place. But, if they weren't centralized.
And they refused to drive.
Yeah, if instead they just said, you know what, we're just going to stay home. You guys can get your products somehow. Yeah, I don't know how it's going to happen.
Super hard to do, though.
Yeah, that is hard to do.
That's incredibly difficult to arrange, where like everyone stops delivering Tuesday.
You'll never get it.
And I think that's the point of this whole story, is that that is the answer. The people are the ones that hold the power over these things. But it's just that you can't get enough people to do it. And why? Because people don't feel responsible for what's going on.
You wouldn't need them all. If you wanted to bring a halt to the supply chain, if all of a sudden 25% of the truck drivers in Canada just decided they were going to stay home, I mean, the products would get to market eventually, but it wouldn't be near like what it is now.
But too many people are saying, well, I got to feed my family.
That's right.
So I am going to just get the vaccine that I don't want to put into my own body because the government is saying that I can't truck drive unless I do, or...
And it sucks, especially
going to a different job.
You know, especially if now truckers do tend to make a decent amount of money, but that doesn't mean that they are good at saving it. So what percentage of them are living paycheck to paycheck? We talked recently about 64% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, apparently now. I don't know how much of that applies to truck drivers. Maybe some of them are better with money than others. But if if you've got a big family and you got bills to pay, I don't blame somebody for saying, hey, that's my priority. And unfortunately, the Canadian government has made it very difficult to fund yourself in other ways. Like if they find out that you're getting Bitcoin contributions or something like that, they ban you from Bitcoin exchanges or whatever.
I think that is the most powerful thing to come out of the trucker protest was that they laid bare exactly what the state is.
Oh, yeah.
People tend to think, oh, Canadians, they're, like, nice and polite. So for that government to be like, here's what we really are. Here's what a government is. When you politically oppose us, we will starve you to death. That is what we do.
And if there was no protest at all, sure, Ian, that didn't make Ottawa take down Canada take down every single vaccine mask mandate. Sure, that's not what the protest did, but it did open those conversations. I was seeing it everywhere.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think it was valuable. I'm not trying to downplay what they did. It was a huge accomplishment. And that's what happens every time you do civil disobedience and non-cooperation. Every time you put the state in the position of having to either look incompetent and look impotent by doing nothing, or, which is what they did for the first 3 weeks,
mm-hmm.
Or crack down and use total violence and threats and cutting off bank accounts and, you know, arrests, no bails and all this stuff that they did, then you show them for what they show themselves for what they really are, and all you have to do is point a video camera and show the rest of the world.
And it just doesn't work. Nobody has said this to me once. It doesn't work when you're the only one rattling their cage and you get snuffed out.
Mm-hmm.
It only works when enough people are saying they're going to put their skin on the line. And, yeah, maybe there's going to be repercussions, but I'm going to be brave and stand up to these monsters.
And that is the tricky part, is getting over that one little step of, like, if I'm doing this on my own, I will get targeted.
Sure.
They have enough resources to destroy me. They do not have enough resources to destroy any percentage of the population doing this.
Yeah, 10%. You would really crush the system.
Yeah, and you have to be willing to face those consequences in order to do this stuff. I mean, the people that were in that protest are continuing to and will continue to get pushback from that. I mean, we were talking last week about how the guy who stole the lectern is about to go to prison from the January 6th thing.
And wow.
Yeah, and if you want to protest this stuff, and this is why people don't, is because they are not willing to face even minor consequences. I mean, our ancestors faced death in order to change their world sufficiently so that they could have a little bit less tyranny. And all we have to face is imprisonment. And we are so comfortable that we're just not generally willing to do that.
By the way, I did just look up Tamara Litch. She was granted bail finally after a couple weeks in jail.
How much did she have to pay?
I don't see an amount to get out. There might have been something like that, but it does say here that she has to leave Ottawa. She must leave Ontario and go home to whatever Alberta residence she has. She must report every day to Ottawa police about her travel. She cannot communicate with co-defendants. No social media posts, and she is not allowed to go to any further protests.
Wow.
Yeah, and I think the very best thing was that this showed the use case of cryptocurrency. Because yeah, they cannot stop it.
The number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in, you can share your thoughts with us on the elites and who's to blame for tyranny. This is Free Talk.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited. If you want to join us here, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is streaming video every night on the Odyssey platform, which is the best platform for people that love freedom to be on, because if you had a YouTube channel that's been censored that you liked, that you wanted to continue watching, you should check Odyssey and see if they made the move over there. So there's a lot of disaffected YouTube creators that have migrated over to Odyssey, and you can be one of them. And, you know, if you still have your YouTube channel, you can actually publish to both platforms, and Odyssey has a tool that makes that really easy. Just go to video.freetalklive.com. That'll actually take you right over to our Odyssey channel. You can follow our channel and then use the search to look around and see what else there is to watch. There's, something like at least a million channels on Odyssey, and that's actually an old number at this point, so I don't know what it currently is. But there's a lot of people who are finding a lot more freedom to express themselves over at Odyssey. It's all based on Library, by the way, which is an open source, blockchain-based media sharing protocol that is uncensorable. So if you want to really learn about the guts behind Odyssey, you should go to librarylbry.com, and you can learn more about that there. That's lbry.com. Otherwise, if you just want to follow our video channel, get over to video.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Dan. He's in Nebraska. And then more about the elites from the story you've got, Bonnie. That's still to come. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you guys. I wanted to call in with some things. I guess two things I've really been thinking about this whole elite article and discussion. And I think on one hand, I sort of appreciate the effort the author goes to try to demystify the elites, because I think that for a lot of people, it just sort of becomes this like vague straw man in their mind, and they don't really try to like consider meaningfully what they mean when they're talking about elites.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other, note, I think that maybe more on the analysis side, I find it kind of problematic that, you know, or I'm not going to say problematic. What I would say is that you guys are assuming that, you know, if people weren't scared that they would be wanting to support liberty, at least in the case of Microsoft or J.D. Rockefeller, so to speak. But people, they see more than just the government as bodies that govern their lives. When a company becomes as big as J.D. Rockefeller's or Microsoft, they have such an effect on the workings of a society that what they're doing is effectively governance. And so, you know, people appreciate that they get, you know, a say in at least part of this equation and a structure by which these, private actors have to respect society.
Okay, well, I was thinking earlier that I didn't make the point enough that there are some people who will, research into this and come to the conclusion that, oh, there's nothing wrong with what the government's doing in ABC situation. And those people are not who I'm talking about. When I'm saying that these people need to wake up and stand up against the government, obviously I'm not talking about the people who, like you, will say, oh, well, I've really thought about this, but we need to go and kill people across the globe to establish U.S. dominance. You said that last night, Dan, and I'm not talking to you. You are just somebody who has chosen the path of evil in my eyes, and I'm not talking about you.
Well, I'll talk to Dan. I do want to address...
No, I'm not talking about him when I'm with this whole conversation we've been having the last hour.
Sure, but I do want to address what you said there, Dan, and that is that you see the state as a way for the people to have a say. That was, I believe, the terminology that you just used in how these things
are
handled. Right. So what about the say of using their dollars to vote? Because that's normally how you have a say in whether or not you like what a company is doing. If you don't like Microsoft's product, and I don't, then you don't have to spend money with Microsoft. You don't need to have some gang come in and force them to do your bidding.
Yeah, like Rockefeller and I think it was J.P. Morgan, their companies were really popular. It was the opponents, their competitors, that petitioned the government to break them up. But you're just assuming that there was huge amounts of people coming forward and saying, we want Rockefeller's Standard Oil broken up. And I don't think that's the case.
Like
why were they so popular?
Of the market or something like that, which they've gotten through voluntary means.
Yeah, and that's a really popular myth that the government loves to spread, that, oh, the reason we had to break up these companies is because so many people, you know, just ordinary folks, came to us with this problem and told us that we needed to break up this company. And that is never how it happens.
And breaking up one big company like that, that people might say, oh, well, they had a lot of money, so whatever, leads to things like the FDA going after a small Amish farm in Pennsylvania and saying, you're going to stop your business of selling meat, even though they have zero customers complaining about how they raise their meat, because the people have given them the power to do that.
That's a great point.
What actually happens is the competitors to this company gang up and lobby the government powers to enforce these things on their large competitor to split them up or to ban them or what have you. That's what actually happens throughout history.
All right, you guys are tag teaming Dan pretty good here. I want to make sure he has a chance to respond. Go ahead, Dan.
Okay, so I can't say that I know every detail about both of those cases, but I think in a broader way, the takeaway maybe that I would be getting from the article doesn't seem to like leave room for when people who striking laborers, for instance, want to confront these companies, and because there's no sort of democracy internally, they don't have any power. Voting at the ballot box and at the store are two different tools in the toolbox.
That's violence.
Gets to use both.
That's violence. I mean, when you talk about your tools in the toolbox, you're talking about the violence of the state being used for some sort of political purpose against something or someone who's supposedly unpopular. And it's just, that's the difference between you and those of us on this show, Dan, is you're happy to use violence if it gets your way. And the rest of us say, no, how about you use persuasion? How about you tell people about why this company's bad and why that you should not do business with them and you should, you know, use their competitors and then let the market decide. But that's not good enough for you because you want to be in control. People like you.
I mean, I guess in my worldview, having more people having access to more levers of power in society would contribute towards equity and power in that society.
Thanks for the call tonight, Dan. But I think Bonnie's point was really spot on about the Amish farmers. Oh yeah, you wanted to create this big regulatory structure to go after the evil mega corporations, and now you're punishing the smallest farms on the planet and telling these people they can't sell raw milk. More coming up here. This is Free.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president is making moves to get soaring gas prices down. Speaking from the White House, Biden's authorizing a massive release from the nation's strategic petroleum reserve. Biden's saying an average of 1 million barrels of oil will be put on the U.S. market each day for 6 months. The president also has a message for oil producers.
For U.S. oil companies that are recording their largest profits in years, they can put those profits to productive use, by producing more oils, restarting idle wells, or producing on the sites they already are leasing.
A student at a South Carolina school is dead after being shot by a fellow student. The murder taking place at Tanglewood Middle School on Thursday. The family of the 12-year-old boy releasing a statement confirming his death. The student who allegedly shot him has been arrested. USA Radio News. Reaction continuing to come in to President Biden's plan to release a million barrels of oil a day from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve for the next 6 months. Martin Durbin is the president of the United States Chamber of Commerce's Global Energy Institute. He says it's Russia's fault for the rising prices.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine is what's, you know, sending the global economy into turmoil here. And it is true that the Strategic Petroleum Reserve was intended to be used in times of global supply disruptions. So you can, I certainly understand why the administration is looking at this and saying Russia is, you know, we're going to see 2 to 3 million barrels of Russian oil come off of the market.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The National Weather Service is upgrading the strength of a tornado that hit Springdale, Arkansas, Wednesday. NWS officials originally classified the twister as an EF2, but now say it registers as an EF3. This is USA Radio News.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number to join us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Bigless Mountain.
And Bonnie.
You can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. Join our social media platform that runs the Mastodon system. Mastodon is open source. It is self-hosted. That means we're running the server. It acts like Twitter, just without the evil mega corporation behind the scenes. So if you want more freedom to express yourself, you can go to social.freetalklive.com. You can have that there. It's free. That's social.freetalklive.com. So we're going to go to back to the calls. But first, I know, Peekless, you had a comment on Dan's call where he was calling for what he used the term tools. Mm-hmm. He sees regulations, which, of course, are threats of
and
violence.
Voting.
And what?
Voting.
And voting. He sees the system as just a set of tools for the people to use to get their way when it comes to these companies or other individuals doing whatever. So what are your comments on that?
And I think you said something like he wants people to have as many levers as possible.
Of power.
Yeah.
He said.
And I can see where he's coming from on that. Like, if we could be certain that this was going to be the people's, that everyone was going to have this ability, I mean, I could see why you would want that to exist. But the fact of the matter is that every time that you give the moral ability to initiate force to any group of people, I mean, not actually, but like socially recognized, as soon as you do that, it is going to centralize power. Mm. The fact of the matter is that this is a tool that cannot ever be wielded in a decentralized way.
And it will always be wielded in a just absolutely despicable way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they will get more and more insane and more violent. I mean, power corrupts.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a fact.
This is the ring of power, the one ring to rule them all. Some tools serve only evil.
Mm.
And the ability to initiate force and threats of violence without any pushback is something that can only ever centralize and lead to further abuse.
Oh, but you could just vote. That's your pushback. You can vote. Vote them out of office and solve everything.
Well, we've seen how that went.
Yeah, exactly. Doesn't matter because they're all seeking power. Mm-hmm. So whoever it is you replace scumbag B, A with, scumbag B is going to be just as bad.
Mm-hmm.
And scumbag, whichever scumbag is less bad, is still extremely bad to another group of people who aren't you. You're just pointing bullets at those people who don't want scumbag B.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
And you can even have, you know, one of those coalition governments like in Britain or, I guess, Germany where, oh, you have five or six different choices of horrible monsters.
Members of parliament, parliamentary mm-hmm. system. Yeah.
Well, I think that he also wanted to mention that there's a separate option that Dan wouldn't answer the question about, which is money instead of violence.
Yeah.
Well, he wants it all, right? Like, he could. I don't think he disagreed that people could withdraw their funds, but he wants to use violence to sculpt the world in the way that he wants it to be done. And that's typical of people like him and people like Sarah in New Mexico. She's also one of these power seekers. Even though she herself will probably never run for office, she does relish the idea. She sort of gets, it feels the power through the system. Like, whenever the system has something happen that increases its power, like she was calling about red light cameras last night. And
she even said, well, if more people are getting tickets or more people are dying because of the red light cameras, well, the government gets more power, and that might mean that I get more money in my welfare.
She did say that,
yeah. Yep, that's what she said.
And she just lives vicariously through the idea that the state can control more. Right, Sarah? Go ahead. What are you calling about tonight? Sarah? Well, she was there. Sarah going once? Sarah going twice? Oh, what a shame. What an introduction. She wasn't even there to receive it. Well, anyway, she'll call back as she tends to do. So,
invariably.
Bonnie, there was, I think, a little bit more that you wanted to share from the Foundation for Economic Education story about the elites.
Yes, the last thing that we had read was that he pointed out that the Canadian truckers were showing people how to take their power back, and he says, it's much the same with social media censorship. Facebook's stock recently lost almost 30% of its value in a single day after its total user base declined for the first time in its history.
Hooray!
Imagine tens of millions of American Facebook users making a coordinated effort to delete their accounts on the same day and join Getter, Gab, or MeWe. Not that I think they should really join those other ones, but that would be game over for Facebook, and it would be both morally superior and vastly more effective than trying to regulate Facebook through the political process.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's so frustrating when I remember hearing people on the right talking about regulating social media. Oh, well, we need the freedom to be able to post. This needs to be a public forum. Everyone should have the right to post on, because the social media companies were restricting their opinions. And I get that that's frustrating. But
yeah, let's just institutionalize this single company so that no one can ever compete with Facebook.
Or create a regulator to mandate that all of these companies must behave in a certain fashion. And then what's going to happen? Well, your political opponents are going to get a control of the regulator. And then before you know it, it's completely out of what you thought was your control.
Well, and what I love about this suggestion is we were talking about how, like, it's that jump between that one person being able to do the thing and getting enough people to do that thing where it's valuable. Like, okay, well, if we all protest, then they can't put us in jail. If everybody stops paying their taxes, then they won't be able to. Okay.
You're never going to get everybody.
Yeah, it's never going to happen. Whereas that's one of those beautiful examples where one person at a time can just start putting their time, their energy, their attention into not Twitter, not Facebook, not YouTube.
And currently, you can't go to jail for leaving Facebook.
Thankfully, yeah, that's true. Low risk.
One day that might not be the case. I know it sounds crazy, but
yeah, does anything sound crazy anymore?
Yeah. It is a good idea. I mean, I'm not shooting down his idea at all. I mean, if everybody wants to have a turn-off Facebook day where they never go back, I think that would be wonderful. I don't think, honestly, though, you need to wait for other people to do it, although that is, of course, the big objection for folks as well. That's where everyone is. Whenever you talk to somebody about leaving Facebook, their number one objection is, well, but everybody's there. Well, not everybody's there, first of all. There's a lot of people who aren't on Facebook. Many people who have become frustrated frustrated. I believe our very own Captain Kickass is the most recent host to leave.
Yep, he used to be on Facebook and up until very recently because they wanted to, like, KYC him.
Yeah, they came at him, and I think Matt, our other, our normal host.
Matt is because he got, like, too many strikes.
I wouldn't
strikes.
Call Matt normal. That should have been an insult.
I think Matt got too many strikes for posting bad, bad things.
Okay, I remember Matt telling me he got the same notice that the captain did, where they said, oh, well, you're influencing a lot of people. Your account's really, your account, they kind of try to pump you up a little bit. They say, oh, your account is really important. You have a lot of people that are connected to you, and so we just want to make sure your account is safe. So we need you to go through this process of, it was like Facebook safety or something. So there was some term for it. And Captain just didn't want to jump through the hoops where it sounded like they were going to mandate a two-factor login and God knows what else. Maybe he'd have to scan
and
his ID.
And, like, show his ID. Yeah.
Well, and one of the beautiful things is that you don't have to cut cold turkey. Like, you don't to stop doing Facebook. What you could do, you know, if you've got an alternative to any of these, to Facebook, to Twitter, to, like, okay, let's say every however often you go on YouTube, right? But then, like, one time in 100, you check out Odyssey. You go over to library.
It's creating a new habit.
Right. And it, just one time in 100 you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, you could post this to Twitter, but this time I'm going to put it on Matrix. You know, just one time in 100. And then two times in 100, instead of checking on Twitter, you go, huh, what's outside my echo chamber?
Mm-hmm.
Just to take a peek at it. And then, you know, one time in 10. And then slowly but surely, you can, I mean, it snowballs. It can.
You have to be deliberate about it, though.
Yeah.
You have to think about it.
And that's the point where, like, you can do this a little, and I can do this a little. And between a lot of us doing this a little, suddenly there's this massive amount of content on these actual free, uncensored platforms. I mean, I can't tell you how sick I am of watching YouTube creators say, I want to talk about this, but I can't. I can't talk about this.
I always comment to my favorite YouTubers, hey, make an Odyssey channel. I do it all the time because I really want my favorite YouTubers to be able to
express themselves.
And you could have, like, keep your YouTube channel and make an exclusive for the uncensored platform.
Yeah, say, come on, put a teaser up on YouTube saying, hey, I can't talk about this here, but if you come over to my Odyssey channel, you can watch what I have to say. All right, more coming up here at 603-283-6160.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology.offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at FreeTalkLive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open and you can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And joining you in the studio tonight is Ian. It was not there.
And Bonnie.
Of course, you can bring up anything you want. We've been talking about the so-called elites. Are they to blame, or is it the people who are at fault for the tyranny that we face? And, Bonnie, you've been sharing a story from the Foundation for Economic Education that is addressing that question. And I think you were towards the end of this piece, but there was a little bit more to share. So let's wrap this up. Go ahead. And, of course, your thoughts are welcome at 603-283-6160.
Says, here's an inconvenient truth. People like Gates, Bezos, and Benioff would be far richer than most people in any political system, whether capitalist, socialist, fascist, or a present combination of all of the above. If thousands of years of history hasn't taught you that yet, then you'll just have to take my word for it. But they only have power over you because they can collude with a government that has that power. If you want your life and your freedom back, you're going to have to change your behavior. Stop electing demagogues who promise to protect you from the elites by making the government even more powerful. Start electing representatives who will do the opposite. And I think
that's his solution.
That's a dumb solution.
Like, yes.
Well,
yes,
he goes on.
Yes, no.
Yep.
No.
Well, he goes on. He says, stop demanding more taxes on the rich and instead demand repeal of capital gains taxes, especially on gold, silver, cryptos, and other competition for the Federal Reserve's currency. Stop demanding more regulation of corporations and start using your economic power as consumers to support their competition. Elect people who are will outlaw executive branch agencies usurping the legislative and judicial powers. Again, electing people.
Well, that is what most people believe they can do. That is within their wheelhouse. Oh, yeah, I can vote. And and he did point out, vote with your dollars, so I certainly support that.
Now, I will say, I'm not going to say that that politics is any kind of a solution. What I will say is this. If you talk about A, the politicians will hear you, and they will run on A, and there is a greater chance of A getting done.
Well, it's true that politics is downstream from culture. That's true.
Yeah,
it's like probably 40 years downstream from it, but it is.
Not New Hampshire.
Yeah, if everyone's talking about regulating the corporations, then people will get elected to regulate corporations.
Sure, you have to change the conversation, that's for sure.
Right. If everyone's talking about, man, they're taxing cryptocurrencies way too much, then someone will at least run on taxing cryptocurrencies less.
Unfortunately, that person appears to be Ted Cruz.
Mm.
So,
well, that's federal level. I don't even like to think about them. I don't even think that what the things I talk about will ever trickle into their lives. Those people I have definitely checked out of, but I also, you know, I don't give them more power than...
Well, yeah, and you're right. I mean, we're talking about the zeitgeist, the spirit of the times. What is it that people are talking about? Indeed, that does get some level of attention from these politicians because they do want to be liked. They want to be respected. They want to feel like they're running out in front of a parade. That's the old saying about a politician, right? Like they constantly have their finger up and they lick their finger, stick it up in the air, see which way the wind's blowing, and then, you know, go run in that direction because that's what they think is going to be popular. Unfortunately, what's popular is control. Whether it be the Democrats looking to control corporations, or the people on the right looking to control the, you know, the Middle East, or whatever it is that, you know, or the trans people, or whatever the issue is at the moment, there's always some group that wants to seek power so they can control some other group. And until we can get away from that mentality and mindset, we are screwed. And the state is going to be with us as long as people want to control other people. And the only way out of that, and I think you touched on it earlier, Bonnie, is to have a deliberate community of people who understand what non-aggression means and what liberty is all about to come together to the same place. And it's a shame that Tom Mullen, who's been here to New Hampshire and I believe spoke at a Liberty Forum in past years, isn't even talking about it.
Well, I think one thing that Lee touched on is about changing the culture. That's important is, the cool thing to do right now is completely being orchestrated from the government and told to the people what the cool thing to do is. And I hate that. I've always just hated that. The cool thing to do should be decided by the people.
Yeah, government's never cool. What is it that they are trying to be cool with?
Well, like on Instagram, all I see every day is memes, you know.
Like the TikTokers?
Flags.
Like the TikTokers, the government TikTok people?
Everybody who's popular on the internet and all the memes even are just like so pro-statist, and it seems obvious that they're like planted and told to do that thing, or they went to college and then they learned that thing.
Sure.
And well,
we know they're actually sponsoring the TikTokers.
But at least if some people like us are saying, I'm a regular person, I love myself and think I'm pretty cool, and guess what? I don't think there should be a government. Then some people are like, oh, well, you know, people who are my age and my friends, like, they don't hear that from people that look like me or our age or anything ever. And I think it's important to try to change the culture just with your own personality and words.
Yeah, that's always one fun thing is every time I see a picture of a libertarian meetup, you can't tell. You can't tell from looking at them that they're any different from anyone. Yeah, it's just regular people that have figured out what government is. And I really think that the roots of this are very simple and very, very deep. People hate uncertainty. They're just really, really uncomfortable.
Fear of change.
Yeah, they're afraid of change, and they're afraid of not knowing, and they're afraid of doing the wrong thing. And if there's someone from the top down with a gun forcing everyone to do the same thing, then they can feel comfortable.
Oh, we can push back on independence.
Everyone's doing the thing that I'm doing. Then they don't have to worry, am I doing the wrong thing?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're doing the same thing everyone else is doing because someone with a gun is making it happen. Whereas if you just plumb the depths of your soul, face this nightmare yourself, and go, you know what? I don't know. There are things I don't know. There is the unknown. It's part of reality, and I'm okay with that. I don't know if what I'm doing is the right thing. It's just the best thing I can come up with, and I'm okay with that. And I don't know if you doing this different thing is actually the right thing, and I'm okay with that. It might be that you're doing the right thing, and I'm doing something stupid, and I'm okay with that.
Mm. That's a great message. It seems to go against human nature, though.
I don't think it goes against our nature. I think it's a matter of virtue and maturity.
Mm.
I mean, it's one of those...
Well, the state wants to keep people immature.
Absolutely.
I definitely think that, too.
Yeah, I don't think it's against our nature to grow up, but not everyone gets to.
That's a good point. Yeah, the state wants you to be reliant on them. They want you to look to them for everything. And so a person who's been trained to be frightened about what is to come is going to look to the state, right? This thing that stays stagnant. It's the state. That's the definition of it, right?
Yeah.
It just stays put. It doesn't move. You can count on it. Well, until it crumbles in and its money becomes worthless. But people believe certain things about it. They believe it's going to be there for them when they turn 65 or whatever the arbitrary age will be. Eventually they can change that too, for Social Security. But the state will be there for me when no one else will. I don't need friends if I have the state.
It's kind of funny that you started this whole conversation about maturity, because here's the last paragraph. It says, these suggestions that he brought up share two things in common. One, they are realistically attainable, and two, they are less emotionally satisfying than trying to stick it to the elites. Children make decisions based on their emotions. Adults make them based on reason. For over 100 years, you've demanded society be run based on the childish notion that anything about reality that displeases you can be rectified by giving the government the power to prohibit it, mandate it, or subsidize it. Playing this sucker's game has resulted in people like Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates being poised to literally rule the world. It's time to put aside childish things.
Bravo.
Yeah, and the thing about the buildup of state power is that it's a feedback loop. And like any feedback loop, you can break it at any point. And if you reach the point where you're like, okay, here's where this feedback loop relies on me, for whatever it is, to go look at Facebook, to not speak up at the proper time, to pay my taxes, to do whatever it is, and you go, you know what? Not this time. This time I'm going to put a little bit of sand in this gear. I'm going to slow it down just a little bit. I'm going to put my attention to something that actually matters to me instead of being part of what's socially expected.
Imagine if everyone was doing that. Their little bits would build up like crazy. It's like what he was saying about Facebook. If just a few people were cutting off their usage of Facebook, even, or not a few, like, oh, everyone was cutting off just a little bit of their...
And you don't have to.
Yeah, not everyone, you know.
You just have to let it snowball. Get that one little ball rolling, and soon you've got an avalanche.
The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It really only takes a few people who are willing to stand up to make some serious changes. There's more coming up. Now we're...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.